This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Can't we all just relate to that? Those annoying sales calls that usually would come during dinner time whenever we had the phones that were actually attached to the wall still. I remember growing up getting all those phone calls conveniently around 6 p.m. as my family and I would just sit down for dinner. And it's funny because the Key and Peele skit that we just played is so true. It's like they're on a clock and their goal is to get the deal closed. And so, you know, if you don't show interest, it's like, all right, next, I got to move on. Well, we're not dealing, my husband and I are not dealing with that, but what we are dealing with is people coming door to door. So, I don't know, gosh, maybe the fall or something like that, into the winter, we had a bunch of people repeatedly digging up our front yard. Our front yard looks terrible because they put AT&T fiber into our neighborhood, and it's not like we voted on it, they just did it. They just showed up one day with all this machinery and started digging, and I'm sure this happens elsewhere. It's not like we're the only ones. Well, anyway, now that it's completed and our yard looks terrible, they are sending their salesman to come to our house all the time. And I've been very transparent about what we have going on in our life right now. I've talked about how I've been incredibly sick from the pregnancy. I lost my mom unexpectedly about a month and a half ago, coming up in 2 months, which is wild to think about. And the last thing that I care about right now is AT&T fiber. And I'll tell you what, I have been so frustrated with these salesmen when they knock, it's a very aggressive knock and door ringing. And I have a young son who's trying to nap and they're, you know, trying to give me their little sales pitch. And I understand that you're doing your job. I don't fault them for that. What's very irritating is when I repeatedly tell them we're not interested. If we're interested, we'll give you guys a call. And I'm telling them all of these things. And I'm three different times, three different ways, I'm telling them we're not interested. And they just don't stop. Like on Friday, Heidi, my husband, Michael, was trying to frantically move everything around in the garage because we have a bunch of stuff in there that we've been working through as we're renovating some home. And so he was trying to get it pushed aside and organized so that we could get both cars in ahead of the storm. It's already windy out. And some AT&T salesman trying to sell us on fiber comes by. And he's like, hey, sir, do you have time to talk about AT&T fiber? And my husband's like, this is really not the time. Like, I'm trying to get all this done very quickly. And the guy's just not taking no for an answer. And he's like, could I put a brochure in your door? And my husband's like, you shouldn't do that. I would just continue walking. Because I asked them one time, I said, what is going on? You guys are knocking and ringing our doorbell multiple times a day. They're told if you don't answer to go every 2 hours.
No.
It's obnoxious. I called yesterday and I said, hey, is there some sort of like a list that we can get on to say, please stop knocking on our door? No, that doesn't exist. I told one of the salesmen to tell them to stop knocking on our door. Like, we don't want this anymore. We're not interested. He claimed he would. Of course he didn't, because more people showed up. Anyway, I know it's not just AT&T. I'm not trying to hate on AT&T. Again, I get it. They're doing their job. But at some point, when does it become harassment? When you've repeatedly said no and they're not stopping?
Yeah, that's crazy. And every 2 hours, there are people. You work a crazy shift. You're probably taking a nap during the day.
Well, and that's the other thing.
They are the day.
Yes, they're ringing the doorbell when I'm napping, which is very irritating because it's woken me up.
Right. And we, you know, on morning drive, the nap is essential. That's ridiculous that they come back every 2 hours. That's crazy land.
And it's not every day, but there have been days where we've had every 2 hours over like maybe a 6 hour stretch or something. We've had them come by our house.
Wow. That's nuts. I mean, I guess you could put a no solicitation sign. Maybe they wouldn't even heed that.
But see, I don't think, because I know homes that have that, and I really don't know if that works. Like, for anyone listening, if you have a no soliciting sign posted at your door, because I read that when I was seeing what can you do, just Googling options to handle this, that was one of the things is put that sign up. But I just have to wonder how many people actually see that and think, you know what, I probably shouldn't knock on this door. Because I know as a reporter, I would still, when I had to go door to door to try to get interviews, I would still go up to that door.
Oh, really? You were one of those people. So
yeah.
You didn't let that sign bother you.
Maybe this is karma.
But I didn't go up to their house every 2 hours. And when they said no, I accepted it.
Wow.
Yeah, Will says, dry a bucket of water, open the door and douse them. Well, that would probably get them to stop coming, or at least that particular salesman.
Get a very large, do you have a large dog?
No, but maybe we need one.
Something like that, or you know, some other. So do you have, or maybe a gate in front of your house of some kind, so they can't physically knock on the door? I don't know.
That's
what we need. Can be. Well, we have, you know, the solar panel people drive us crazy out here where I live. They just come
trying to sell you
crazy
on them.
And then we had some solar panel guy a couple of years ago, young kid, about, you know, 18, 19 years old, walking door to door. And I, you know, I told him no thanks. And then about an hour later, I was walking my dog and I see this kid sitting on a power box, you know, electrical box, with sitting there when the cops were surrounding him. And I thought, no, I don't think this kid, he didn't seem like he was up to anything. Turned out he found a dead body on the porch.
Oh my gosh.
My neighbor had died. And
yay,
he found this
Vegas.
Dead body. He found the, and here's the best part. He found this body on the porch in Vegas, and the guy had been out there in the sun, in the heat for hours.
Oh gosh.
I wonder if the poor kid is going to ever be selling solar panels.
That's traumatizing.
It is traumatizing. And I saw him a few days later, and he, very sweet kid. And I said, I'm so sorry about what you went through, bud. You know, just a sweet kid, too.
Was he doing okay?
But he was. He was shook up. No one expects to see that, you know, but that's the danger of going door to door. You never know what you're going to run into.
You don't. And I'm sure they deal with all kinds of stuff. And so, and that was what I told the salesman. I said, look, I'm not faulting you because you're just doing your job, but you have to, when I'm telling you no, I'm not interested. And he's like, well, if you sign with me, it's because we're going to lock in your rate. And I'm like, sir, if AT&T wants my business bad enough, they will lock in that rate whether I sign up through you or I sign up through somebody
That's
on the
right.
phone. They don't care. They don't care if I'm hanging upside down like a dang bat if I sign up with them. They just want my business. Now, Debbie is saying on Facebook, don't answer the door. Well, I've tried that approach and it doesn't work. And that's when they keep every 2 hours knocking and ringing your doorbell because they're just wanting to check off saying we've talked to them. They're not interested. Clearly, they're not communicating with one another. And they're just hoping that between Wednesday and Thursday of a particular week that you've changed your mind somehow and that a different salesperson will be able to close the deal for you.
Maybe put a sign on your door that says, attention, AT&T, not interested yesterday and today and tomorrow.
Forever.
Yeah, forever.
Leave us
not
alone. That's Jody's saying, do like a Home Alone style setup. That's what I need to do. That's the next step.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah. I just can't believe they're so persistent. I mean, you'd think they'd just keep moving.
I know. And it's not just AT&T. I know this has happened before with other companies, but my gosh. I mean, shouldn't there at least be some, like there's a do not call list. I don't know if salespeople actually abide by that, but there technically is supposed to be some sort of a list that you can put your number on where it's like, okay, hey, I'm not interested in these sales pitch calls. Why isn't there that for a company like AT&T
right.
or any company where you can put your name, your address on a list saying, hey, do not come by this home. They've already told us 12 times they're not interested. They're not going to change their mind.
Yeah, I've never put my name on a do not call list because I think I just feel like there'd be another list with my name on it.
Well, that's probably
right.
true. I mean, but do you get them as bad? Do you get as many calls as you used to when you actually had the phones that were attached to the walls and you're trying to sit down and have dinner with your family?
Well, the difference is with the cell phone, obviously, you can see the number. And if it's not a contact, I just don't take the call.
True.
That's the difference, you know, whereas back in the day, I'm surprised you remember the wall phone. Back in the day, when you pick up the wall phone, you don't know who's calling. You can't see ahead of time.
True.
So that was a different situation.
Caller ID was a game changer. I remember that. But Well, you're right. Nowadays, you can do that. You can block numbers. But a lot of them are trying to get you through emails, and I'll get automated text messages. They just come at you from every angle trying to get you to respond and hope that you're going to somehow change your mind, that you're interested in whatever gimmicky thing that they're trying to sell you on.
Absolutely. One of the people on Facebook says, I've had them walk into my garage while I'm doing a project, which is supposed to, that's what happened with your husband, right?
Yes.
They walked into the garage.
He was in the garage. I would just start, you know what he needs to do? Just hit the button and just start closing the garage on him.
No kidding.
Because then it becomes trespassing.
Woman, yeah, and if you're a woman, though, and you're in the garage and somebody walks up behind you, I mean, that is so out of line.
That's
for
scary.
A man or a woman, but especially a woman. Yeah, you don't know who they are.
Right. And I can, trust me, I can handle these types of people. And it's funny because my husband was just going to let the door, like, he's like, we'll just leave it. I'm like, no, I'm talking to this person. I'm telling them to stop talking to us. Stop knocking on our door. And, you know, I'm just politely going back and forth with this guy. I wasn't mean, but I was letting him know, like, we're not interested. We're not interested. We're not interested. And my husband comes down, like, eventually and, you know, tries to end the conversation with us because this guy just wouldn't take no for an answer. So
that's interesting. Well, plus, you don't want to, I don't want to take these people on because they might recognize you and now they know where you live. And that's another scary thing.
Yeah. I used to think about that more in TV. I don't even think about that now for whatever reason. Working in radio, it just doesn't cross my mind. But
you do go, hello, I'm Fred.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
Please just stop, AT&T people.
Be on notice. Stop. You have no idea. Screwing up our nap when we do mornings, screwing up the nap is the worst thing you can do to us. And the last thing we're going to do is buy anything you're selling when you wake us up from our nap.
Right. And of all the things in my life that I have going on right now, AT&T fiber, you're at like a negative $5 trillion on the eye care list. So just for all of you wondering, do not care about AT&T fiber.
That's funny. Well, I'm off her chest.
I got that off my chest. Thank you, everyone, for listening. You didn't really have a choice, I guess. You could have changed the
How about
station,
old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Kim. That's Kim on a Whim. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox.
Get more at 971talk.com.